Fischerset mit Damascus Disco auf Flux FM. Und der Meister ist hier schon ordentlich am Soundchecken. Da wird mal ein bisschen an der Gitarre geschrubbt, damit man einen guten Sound hinbekommt. Fischerset heute Abend übrigens live zu erleben mit Band im schönen Quasimodo. Und ihr hört es im Hintergrund bereits, ist jetzt... Hier ist schon ein bisschen Action. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über 40 Jahre im Business und die Notwendigkeit von Protestsongs im Jahre 2017. Wir finden raus, wie wichtig genaueste Beobachtungen sind als Inspirationsquelle für Fischerset bzw. John Watt Songs. Wir sprechen über die Zusammenarbeit mit dem Tall Ships Drummer Jamie Bush und seinem Sohn, der ja mittlerweile das Management übernommen hat. Und wir sprechen über die neue Platte. Building Bridges. Zunächst sage ich aber Hello and welcome, John Watts.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm leaping about, thank you. I've just seen the monkeys in the zoo.
Oh, you've been to the zoo?
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's a romantic, but sometimes it's a depressing
thing. Oh, no, sorry. The baboons had umbrellas. It was cool.
Okay, so that was your trip to the zoo today. Thank you for coming. How's touring been so far? I mean,
it's been good. We've been sold out, so it's fun.
Yes. Yeah.
We had a day off getting to Berlin from Holland.
Oh, right. That's good. Congratulations on the new album, Building Bridges. It's a beautiful album, and it fits into its time like no other LP this year. It really is like a really good soundtrack for 2017. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on
40 years.
Yes, yes.
Of being on stage. Yes. That is so crazy, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I mean, it started in 1977.
That's right. The first proper Fischerset gig.
Wow, that's crazy.
And the first time I came to Berlin was early in 79 to the Kant Kino.
Oh, right, in Charlottenburg.
Yeah.
It still exists. So.
Yeah, yeah. Not for loud gigs anymore. They're afraid it will break.
Yeah.
Probably it's a specialist cinema again.
Yes, they're showing some not too mainstreamy films there. You know, it's a great cinema again.
Good.
Back in the 70s, it was a really wild place, right? The Kant Kino?
Yes, it was. We arrived, they did half the show, had an enormous fight for 5 minutes because there was somebody screaming on acid. And so I had to leave the stage and go down and have a fight with them. Got pulled around the edge, went back and continued. And when you run downstairs, it goes like this. Everything stops. Bang! Oh!
That's great, though. I mean, it worked.
It did work.
Yeah. Building Bridges, an album that sounds so contemporary and so fresh that people at BMG were confused.
Yes,
when they listened to it for the first time, they were like, oh, is this a brand new band?
Yes.
Your son, who's your manager as well, played that to them. Yeah. They were like, is it you singing? It sounds so fresh.
They thought it was him singing.
Yeah.
He was much younger. No, but the thing about it is the energy of it and the idea. It's just naturally, it was just noisy. It was guitar. And I played all the different instruments, and Jamie Bush played the drums, and so we had fun.
Yeah, and I think Jamie Bush's drumming was a key element as well for the energy on that album, right?
Yeah, because you play I Will Play Differently and He Will Play Differently.
Yeah.
I mean, what he does in the Tall Ships is something different.
Yeah.
He's more of an amazingly powerful metronome in that.
Hmm.
Whereas what he's doing with me is more like doing the Clash or like doing Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Because he's completely free. There was just the electric guitars and Jamie.
And there's no click whatsoever, no pre-recording.
No, it's just whoosh, it's off.
It's really great. He has a brilliant groove.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Jamie's
he's
great.
Really, really
he's
great.
Really, well, Jamie and I are virtually family, so it's really nice.
Virtually or literally?
Literally. I mean, he's one of my daughter's boyfriends.
Ah, see.
So we know him.
But, I mean, the whole Fischerset John Watts thing is a family thing now.
Yes,
with your son being the manager, I find that really funny.
Oh,
and I found out that he was the one to kind of force you to put that record out under the Fischerset moniker. Stop with the confusion, Dad!
I know, he did. He absolutely stopped it. He made me a film that was 7 minutes long, showing lots of music right from 40 years. And he said, look, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't be crazy. So he stopped me from being quite so crazy, which is good.
No, but I really love the fact that back in the day, you were like, oh, that new record is slightly different, so I'll put it out as John Watts. The next one is a slightly bit different again, so I'll put it out as J.M. Watts.
Yeah.
Well, and then the cry happened and stuff.
I just felt that if it had a different sound, it needed a different name, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, with people like Mark in the Fall, I mean, he's had so many people and so many changes in the Fall, but still, it's called the Fall. The irony is, this year, we've caught back a lot more people who realize what's going on, but more... Very exciting for me. We've gained a much different demographic. There's a lot more younger people come and see us because of the energy of the music.
That's true.
Damascus Disco has brought in, you see people coming singing Damascus Disco theme. Hey, where did you hear that?
Oh, nice. Yeah. But I think it has to do with the energy of the record, and it has to do with the fact that it's such a contemporary record, and the songs are dealing with things that the young people are thinking about as well, you know. Yeah. It's their problem too that the world is
absolutely
changing to a bitter place right now.
Yeah, it's swinging a bit strange at the moment. Yeah.
The funny thing is, when I was thinking about the interview, I was like, yeah, man, that's crazy. He's been around for 40 years, and all the songs do have a slightly portion of protest in
them.
They
all do. They all have a political element.
Yeah, that's true.
It's art that's influenced by politics.
But I mean, if one's looking at that from a depressing perspective, one could say that protest songs don't work at all. You've played them for 40 years and the world still sucks.
No, I think that what happens is the idea of protest and the idea of political songs is they make people think about things. It's then up to people to make the changes themselves.
True.
The biggest responsibility to swing back politics from where it is at the moment to a more liberal situation again is the responsibility of the politicians and people politically interested between 20 and 40.
Yeah.
That's where it has to come. I mean, Macron is, 39 in France?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have the same problem as Obama because he is a liberal leader, but he's mainly conservative
voters.
French parliament. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another new song off the Building Bridges LP. Fischer's Ad mit Easy Money auf Flux FM. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und dann hören wir auch noch eine Live-Performance von Mr. John Watts. Fischer's Ad mit Easy Money auf Flux FM. Musik aus dem neuen Album Building Bridges.
That's right.
Ein Album, das sehr gut in die Zeit passt, in der wir leben. So gut, dass die BMG-Label-People kurz verwirrt waren. Als John Watsons Sohn das Album zum ersten Mal bei BMG vorspielte, haben die gedacht, das ist eine total junge Band. Bist du das? Haben sie den Sohn von John gefragt, der da singt. Nein, es ist John Watts selber. Er hat mit dem Tall Ships-Drummer Jamie Bush zusammengearbeitet, der nochmal ein bisschen Energie mit reingebracht hat ins Studio. Now we've talked about artists and their responsibilities, political responsibilities,
sure.
Maybe. And in the back of my head, I was thinking of the Dead Press. They're a hip-hop crew from the United States.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And they do a lot of activism and combine their art with activism. So they call themselves artivists, you know?
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I wanted to present it to you. I think it's a really
artivists.
Great idea. Yeah,
because the people always ask me how I define what I do. I mean, obviously, mainstream bands like Rage Against the Machine combine that as well. They've always done that really well.
Yeah, that's true.
But the idea of, I like that idea.
And do you think that in times like these, there's even more like an obligation for artists to open their mouth and channel their concerns?
But traditionally, throughout history, when you get times like this, people go for happy entertainment.
Yeah.
They don't question the ideas. And the problem is, if you're specifically left, you get typecast, like Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
He can't open his mouth because they think he's aligned to this. My advantage is I comment from a distance.
Yeah.
I can make that comment.
Yeah. And you only comment things that you've kind of like watched and analyzed before.
Sure.
I mean,
I've lived it, so it's quite useful.
Yeah, and you were into clinical psychology in the very beginning of, I mean, before your musical career.
Yeah. And with it, same time.
Yeah, and I think one of the most important things when you're working in that field is to observe the patient, right?
Yeah,
and a lot
of observation.
Yeah. And I think that kind of like helped you to maybe be a good observer as a musician as well and as an artist.
Yes, I'm an interested observer. Always have been. Yeah.
And what I was thinking as well was, because I was looking back at the stuff that you did in the last years, and then the 2002 Ether music and film thing came back into my mind.
Oh, that was great fun.
Yeah, because you've traveled Europe. You went to New York City.
Yeah, I was recording with a laptop in Williamsburg with the wet weather recording rappers.
Yes, and you've met like musicians who were busking the street.
Sure.
And I thought, man, it would be cool to do a second part of that thing, like Ether Film and Music Part 2.
Yeah.
Because Europe is so confused now, and it might be like super interesting, even from a political point of view, to kind of like talk to all these people again.
Well, the next project that we're doing, there will be traveling, and I will be doing collaborations.
So cool.
That's quite an interesting thing. Also in the States as well.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
But there's no name for that yet.
No, well, there is. The project's called the Messiah Complex, but that's going to be 2 years' time.
Okay, cool. But I'm already looking forward to that.
I'm getting there. You have to think about these things in advance.
And I think those things, they combine art and kind of like an almost scientific approach, you know, because you travel those countries, you get in touch with the people, and maybe the insight that you have is more interesting than if you just look at
it's
at,
an,
at,
it's
at
an
a
advantage
from the
to have seen 40 years of it. It's quite strange because obviously, like, people ask me how Berlin's changed. Well, I've been here every year for 40 years. Yeah. I've seen those changes.
Yeah,
it's very strange if you've actually seen that history. Yeah, you get a different perspective than if you're looking it up on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Now you've brought your acoustic guitar with you. Let me just adjust this one mic a little bit. Yeah. So the sound's going to be perfect.
It'll be nice and noisy.
Yes.
You just tell me how loud, because the amp can be loud. Yeah, what I'm going to play, I'll play you the first song we ever played in Berlin in 79.
In Kantkaffee, or
yes.
What?
The first song on the set was Wax Dolls. And I'll play you Wax Dolls, it was the early art punk stuff that we played.
Yeah.
So what you're going to get, you'll hear the acoustic noise.
Sounds good.
Hear the electric too. Got enough electric?
Love it.
Okay.
Wax Dolls, people! This is that John Watts live on Books FM.
I make faces, but I can't get into your window. I make a wax skulls, I stick pins in to the most exciting places. Oh, 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 so illuminum. Oh, 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 so illuminum. It could be so lovely, it could be so lovely. Your name's gorgeous, your name's ugly, your name's written on my tombstone. Your name's worthless, your name's useless, you're just another welfare number. Oh, you're so illuminum. Oh, oh, oh. You're so illuminum. It could be so lovely, it could be so lovely. I'll make faces, but I can't get into your window. I'll make wax dolls, I stick pins in to the most exciting places. Oh, you're so illuminum. Oh, oh, you're so illuminum. It could be so lovely, it could be so lovely.
Yes! Wow! John Watts, Fish Is That Live by Fish and that was great. I was just about to start my pogo dancing and I realized all the equipment is too expensive. I have to pull myself together. That was so great. Thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thanks very much.
I think we'll meet again maybe in October when you come
definitely
back to Berlin for another show, right?
We play the Columbia.
Yeah, Columbia.
We're doing about 15 shows, so yeah.
Cool,
great.
Cool. I want to wish you the best of luck for the rest of the tour. Thank you for coming.
Very much.
And more artivism, more artivism.
Artivism, yeah. Right, I like that.
Yeah, give it
thanks
to you.
Mate.
Thank
cheers,
you. Bye bye.
Cheers.
Let's listen to another old school song, though.
Yeah.
This one's called Berlin. Fish is that in the mouth, Lux FM. Und die Tickets fürs Konzert in Quasimodo, die könnt ihr haben unter 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück.